This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The nation is celebrating the 80th Independence Day today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi led the celebrations from the iconic Red Fort in Delhi. The hoisting of the national flag was synchronized with the 21-gun salute. For the first time, national song Vande Mataram was rendered during the Independence Day celebrations at the Red Fort. The Prime Minister described the chanting of Vande Mataram at the Red Fort as a historic moment.
Azadi ke lal kile par pehli baar Vande Mataram goonj raha hai. Aaj jab hum desh ke log Vande Mataram ke 150 varsh mana rahe hain, isse bada uttam अवसर क्या हो सकता है। पिछले दिनों देश के कुछ हिस्सों में बाढ़ का प्रकोप रहा, भूस्खलन का प्रकोप रहा, अनेक परिवार प्रभावित हुए, उनके दुख दर्द को हम भली भांति अनुभव करते हैं। पीड़ित परिवारों को मैं विश्वास दिलाता हूं कि हम और पूरा देश उनके साथ खड़े हैं।
Highlighting the achievements made in different sectors, the Prime Minister said, over the past 12 years, defence production has increased nearly fourfold, khadi and village industries production grew by nearly fivefold, electronic manufacturing nearly sevenfold, modern railway coach manufacturing 21-fold and mobile manufacturing increased by 33-fold. He said internet users increased by nearly fourfold and digital transactions by 100 times.
हर साल औसतन 15 गुना ज्यादा तेजी से हमने नल से जल कनेक्शन दिए। हर साल औसतन 6 गुनी ज्यादा रफ्तार से लोगों को गैस कनेक्शन दिए। हर साल 4 गुनी रफ्तार से गरीबों के लिए टॉयलेट बनाने का काम किया। हर साल 3 गुना ज्यादा तेजी से गरीबों को घर देने का काम किया। देश ने गवर्नेंस में भी बहुत बदलाव लाया। हजारों की संख्या में
The Prime Minister announced to provide free online coaching for poor and middle-class families for various public examinations. He said this is a revolutionary step towards making quality education accessible to everyone, led by top teachers. The Prime Minister said government has decided that 1 crore youth will be given training in AI skilling in the next 1 year. He said this will enable them to take the lead in the global AI sector. Mr. Modi said the country has to focus on 3 things: cost, quality and skill.
हमने पिछले दिनों AI Impact Summit किया था। AI का विस्तार बहुत तेजी से बढ़ रहा है। लाल किले से मैं देश के नौजवानों के लिए घोषणा करना चाहता हूं। हमने तय किया है कि आने वाले 1 वर्ष में 1 करोड़ युवाओं को एआई स्किल के लिए ट्रेनिंग देने का हम काम करेंगे, ताकि हमारा देश का नौजवान एआई की दुनिया में भी नेतृत्व करने का सामर्थ्य। मेरे साथियों, बायो इकोनॉमी एक नया क्षेत्र है।
The Prime Minister highlighted the government's focus on critical minerals, saying the modern technology depends entirely on critical minerals and India is actively working to secure its position in this sector. Prime Minister Modi said that India has successfully overcome several unprecedented crises while progressing towards the goal of a developed nation by 2047. Indian embassies and consulates marked India's 80th Independence Day today with flag hoisting ceremonies, cultural programs and community gatherings. Thousands of Indian nationals and diaspora members joined the celebrations in Singapore, China and Hong Kong, underscoring India's strong people-to-people ties with the region. In Indonesia, at least 20 people were killed after a magnitude 7.7 earthquake struck off Flores region early today. Buildings collapsed, landslides were triggered and widespread panic was caused. According to early reports, 6 people were injured and 2 remained missing. The quake prompted a tsunami warning that was later lifted after monitoring showed no significant sea level changes. In cricket, India were 197 for the loss of 1 wicket at T against host Sri Lanka in the first of the 2 test series at Goa International Cricket Stadium. Earlier, India won the toss and elected to bat. The Indian Meteorological Department has forecast very heavy rainfall today at places over Arunachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand, parts of Northeast India, Chhattisgarh, East Rajasthan, Himachal Pradesh, Gangetic West Bengal, Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh are also likely to receive moderate to heavy rainfall during the next days. And that is the end of this news bulletin.